Hello and welcome to Jumpa Kai IoT Podcast or Let's Do IoT Podcast. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I'm the host for this podcast. So today's episode is how to select the best Internet of Things platform. So it's very important for us to choose the right enterprise IoT platform. So, but it is a very complex process that you want to do because every or each vendor, in fact, has very unique features and strengths. So, and everyone might be claiming they are superior to the other. So IoT platform, actually comparisons are very complicated on its own. So when you add additional complication of the many IoT devices out there, it can get even harder to decide which IoT platform is best suited for your business. So with that in mind, we have done some research and put together this easy and quick read to guide to help you choose the right one for your specific needs. So before that, let's take a look about some facts about these IoT platforms. As you know, that IoT platform is actually the middleman or the middleware between various devices on one hand, and the other end is actually the application. So the IoT platform helps you to communicate between the sensors, the controller, devices, gateway, and the apps. So it handles also the data that's coming in from the sensors, and then it translates into something meaningful to the end user. So IoT platform or cloud platform, you might say, can manage massive data volume from many devices or from their customers, applications, and websites. So they will take some actions to give more real-time response. So selecting the best IoT platform depends on your requirements, the company's requirement for, you know, whatever hardware that you're going to connect, the real-time access that you are thinking of, what kind of custom reports, the budget that you have, developmental skills that you have within the organization, and maybe the kind of business models that you want to look at. So how do you choose the right IoT platform for your project? So this question has no definitive answer, so there's no single tool can be called the right solution for any digital project. So much of this actually depends upon your business model, how you intend to profit from it. So what can you afford and what skills that you have at your disposal? So there are some essential factors in choosing this best IoT platform. So when it comes to selecting an IoT platform, I'll suggest to look at these 9 factors. Yeah. So number one, look at the market longevity. Yeah. So with many other industries, experience when choosing an IoT platform is also very important because the longer the vendor has been in the business, the more experienced this company is. So, and the better the chances that you will deliver exactly what you need and not what they think you want. Okay. So use still need to ensure that you have customers and a business model to help you get a return of investment of connecting all your operations and assets. Yeah. Secondly, take a look at the hardware. So finding the right IoT platform for your product is very critical, but the hardware varies from one platform to the other and each has its own limitation gaps. So to connect to the internet, you will need some hardware, IoT hardware to bridge that gap. So IoT solutions normally combine many components to make up the entire solutions. So while it is very tempting for you to try to use as many of these components in one IoT technology, it can be very challenge to get all these components to interact together as you like. So make sure that this the hardware is the right for your platform. Thirdly, look at the connectivity part. So if you are really a truly global IoT strategy, you must ensure that the IoT platform that you evaluate can cover your region or any region specific requirements. So either on premise, on cloud, in country, outside the country, so it can be very global. So if not, it's going to be a deal broker for you because it's very key for you to look at the network model. These questions that you must ask yourself, you know, why and how you want to deploy your IoT solution. Fourth, look at the device management feature. So a lot of devices nowadays, we have seen the IoT devices is growing, and there's a need for you to make sure that it can be properly managed and also monitored. So you need to find a platform that can do in high demand now, so it can really manage your devices. So the vendor actually can give you the access for you to, or tools for you to monitor and configure your device. Yeah. Fifth, look at the IoT data. How can you be sure that the vendor stores your data in a very safe and secure manner? So will they let you store and process that data no matter what? Or how do they handle data analysis and maybe some routing tools? So you have to understand that your company makes money from and where that money comes from, deciding which company, before deciding which company for it to use. So for example, the data that your company collects may be used in several different ways depending on the type of device that you use. So but how those data are used might change over time. Yeah. So it's key for you to understand how secure and safe are your data in that particular platform. Number six, security and privacy. So when you choose your IT solution that you want to build, a platform that you want to select, make sure that it's up to date and meets all the current requirements. The security of IoT solution is very hard for you to maintain. So you have to ensure that your vendor can help you and have all the skills necessary to protect whatever investment that you have made. So your vendor will tell you what needs to be done to certify your solution and so on and so forth. Seven, integration. It's key for us to understand that the software that the companies build normally is very complicated. It requires you to integrate with existing systems. So the solution that many companies will develop, they require an IT partner that specializes in IoT or the know-how and the experience to handle a very complex integration required for you to connect all these IoT devices and ensure that the platform have the right API and very open for them to connect to any third-party systems. Number eight is the domain expertise. So building IoT solution is very complex, and at times you need an expert to help you how to build it. Yeah, to help you choose the right IoT platform, you also need to find the right technical support which is available for you to help in your journey in developing IoT solution. So what kind of technical expertise that you have available to help you is very key for you when you choose a certain platform. Number nine, you have to look at the developer community. So if you look at the four types of platform, IoT platform, one is public listed. They are very robust, rich features, but very expensive. You have see the second where it's end-to-end connectivity IoT platform. They are designed based on the hardware and solution, but remain a very closed system. There are third IoT platform, which is open source IoT platform that are being managed and contributed by the developer community. And the fourth one, the developer-friendly IoT platform that is being managed as a platform as a service that allows developer to create their own IoT application easily. So we see that giant enterprises like Amazon, Microsoft, they dominate the big market. Their products are very well known, but sometimes small businesses can find more low-cost options that still can match their functionality of their needs. Yeah. So finally, I think choosing an IoT platform there is various pros and cons, which providers that you want to choose, which really fits your requirement. Take a look at their partner ecosystem, look at their platform, whether they are developer friendly and whether it's within your budget. So guys, I think choosing the right platform is very key. But we also have our own IoT platform called Favorite. You can take a look at our Favorite website, favorite.com, to look into more details about this platform that you can choose for your business needs. So guys, thanks again. If you like this John Parker IoT podcast, don't forget to like and leave your comment at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music. Bye. See you again.